Doug's wish list, part one.
Is it my wish list or?
Yeah. What do you want to have happen when people, when something gets communicated, what do you want the effect to be?
I'd like to have them join the crusade. But crusade is a word today is is not very nice, right?
Good point. But a crusade in the nice way of crusade.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, this has to become a large movement. And it has to create a what I call an improvement infrastructure in the world that's of a scope that can really get the changes occurring in the way we think and work together, that'll have more effect, be more effective, and so, you know, I've got a lot of concepts in mind about how it might be that the human brain and the human perceptual machinery and the human sensory machinery and all of that can be helped considerably by the new ways to...
You've gone too far. Wind back. Someone puts together a presentation. You with your slideshows or us for a video or whatever. The important people in the audience who sees this, what would you like their action to be? In concrete terms.
I'd like them to come up and say, how do we join this collective movement? And so we have a basic scheme. And with a strategy, and it's getting started with the evolution. Because there's nobody that knows the answer, really, of what it should be in 5 or 10 years. The best we can do is get on a path that can facilitate the evolution of our ways of thinking and working and getting real help from the computer.
What are the first few steps for that?
It's sort of on several fronts. One is getting a novel set of tools together that can work within the current legacy environments in the web, mm-hmm. etc., and bring a new degree of flexible capability. And it also offers nice evolution from there, and it doesn't require large, stiff ways of changing what your organization does.
That's your hyperscope.
Correct.
What other components are needed?
Well, then is needed sort of the infrastructure within the organizations and between them that facilitates the evolution. So I've loosely called it an improvement infrastructure.
What would that contain? A couple of people sitting around saying how to do stuff, or what would that actually mean?
No, that would mean that the sort of collaborative processes among the people for sort of actually trying to implement the aggregate kind of knowledge organized in ways that facilitate your understanding and can be flexible in its evolution as new understanding grows in the way of bringing logical sort of rationale into the ways in which many disparate kinds of assertions and data can be pieced together and structured so, hey, the reasonable logical assumption from all these data are such and so.
So that would basically mean having a specific staff, an amount of people dedicated full time to this, in addition to coordinating with other people in the rest of the organization, plus other people in other organizations.
Right.
Right. What kind of, if you were to hire them today, What kind of resumes would you be looking for?
A mix, and some of people that can work with fairly deep technology things, but also people who can help facilitate training and change inside of organizations. And then also people that can start finding ways to measure the sort of effectiveness, the elements of the new effectiveness in collective smarts.
Right.
And also people that are interested in finding out how you can push to higher and higher levels of capability for specially equipped and trained teams. And so the orientation of these specially trained teams would be to be able to approach the aggregate of knowledge and integrate and to say, what are the really conclusions that you can reasonably make from this, and what are the explanations?
Well, if you had, whether you wanted to or not, if you had a bunch of leaders sitting in this room now listening to you, and they were saying, okay, we're willing to dedicate real organizational effort plus money to just getting better at solving problems in our different fields, what do we actually need to invest in first? What do we need to do? What are the baby steps?
Well, the baby stuff is to set up the kind of infrastructure within their organization.
What would that infrastructure consist of?
That you'd have to have a core of people who can sort of coach, guide, facilitate the evolution of new processes and methods and terminology and uses of equipment, etc. So it need to be, it's sort of like you need a information processing specialist guy who's flexible enough to take what's coming from the new evolution and to work with the people who are saying, yes, we need new methodologies, we need to, it would be of the awareness of you can't, it'd be more efficient to take some special teams and move them ahead in their capabilities before everybody, but everybody can start the path with this hyperscope, and that's evolution, but the special teams can push ahead. It'd be very, very valuable to have that happen. And then there are some important roles in the organization. We've come to call that special role the architect of your knowledge workshop. And so a knowledge workshop architects are more than the IT people, quite a bit. They're, hey, it'll be like in a materials handling workshop. You realize what you're trying to construct, and you realize which of the kinds of special tools you need and what kind of training do the people have to have on those tools, and how should the materials move from stage to stage, being handled and done with by the different kinds of tools in order to have an effective flow. And the same thing with the knowledge activities, the goal. And,
okay. When people have heard your presentations, how do you want them to feel? And what do you want them to feel?
Well, how I want them to feel is that they sort of realize there is a frontier that hasn't been explored, that the new capabilities that computers can provide can make a big difference in the way in which people can conceptualize and portray their concepts and represent them in the structured way of developing a plan, a design, an understanding, and that people can learn these new skills, and that yes, we've taken so long for granted that the page in a book is the way that knowledge is supposed to be portrayed. But from there, realize that that's old technology, and the new technologies don't have to just emulate a page in a book.
So what do you want these people to feel like they should now run out and do?
It's that they should start it depends if they can start saying, look, why don't the people in my circle of workers, you know, professionals, etc., why don't we start getting organized to start this kind of evolution in a way that we can cooperate effectively with others? And you know, it's sort of like professional societies, people cooperate.
Evolution towards what?
The evolution in our... It has to be evolution in a wide number of aspects of our working life. For the knowledge workers, the tools we use, the sort of specialized way of viewing information and manipulating it, handling it, and comparing it.
That's evolution in different areas, but evolution towards what end?
The evolution towards social groups being able to be much more effective at, you know, developing and integrating and applying knowledge collectively.
Very cool. Anything else on your wish list?
Oh yeah, someplace the early months and years of this have to be an investment that's based upon a long-term return. But there should be important returns, you know, within a year or so, that that people will be able to see differences.
Any issues?
No.
Questions?
No.
Look at the camera, please. So, okay, very useful. I'm about to turn the camera off. You have one last chance to say something really meaningful.
That's right. Upward.
Ever upward.
Important term. Facilitated evolution is a very important term in the thinking here. Because, you know, evolution will happen naturally, and we aren't smart enough to do a straight design from here to the end. So the best we can do is find an effective way for facilitating the evolution of our organizations, of our ways of thinking, of our tools, etc.
So by facilitated evolution, you mean that we put things in place to make evolution go where we want it to.
And practices and organizational infrastructure.
Yeah, which is kind of covered by things, but yes, okay. I just didn't want to... Okay, good. Very good.